The fire started early Saturday morning. Hot temperatures and gusty winds quickly fanned the flames. As the evacuation orders continued on Sunday, Governor John Hickenlooper tried to comfort those displaced from their homes, noting that one-third of the country's heavy fire equipment is being used to fight the High Park fire.
I don't even know what to say. Our hearts are with everyone who's sitting there. I can't imagine something more difficult than watching and just waiting.
And that's exactly what many evacuees did yesterday at Cashlapooter Middle School in LaPorte, an evacuation center. Media wasn't allowed inside resident briefings, but attendees said there were more questions than answers.
They can't pinpoint whose structure has been lost and whose hasn't, unfortunately. So everybody's on a hurry up and wait kind of basis.
Bridget Phillips left her family's property late Saturday night near Young's Gulch after spending hours doing fire mitigation work around the property. But Cindy Ceccanelli, who owns a cabin on Old Flowers Road, didn't have the luxury of time. She says her husband, Wade, tried to grab as many personal items from their weekend home as he could, but the fire's rapid spread forced him to leave.
They barely let him in. He said he was trying to load a couple things when the fire just roared up behind him, and he said it was louder than anything he's ever heard in his life, and he dropped the trailer and just left.
He did have time to shoot a video as he raced down the dirt road in his pickup, though. The shaky YouTube video shows a thick haze and broad daylight. In the distance are bright red flames surrounded by black smoke. Other haunting images came from evacuees like Colorado State University professor John Calderazzo, who studied volcanoes.
You just see this glow in the sky, and it looked like looking into the crater of a volcano from a distance when it's erupting. And then it would disappear completely with the smoke. And then you'd see a whole hillside burning. And we never thought it would get that close to us. But apparently it was getting close.
Calderazzo lives in the small town of Bellevue near the mouth of the Poudre Canyon. Many evacuees, including Troy Fine, who lives in Soldier Canyon, said that hundreds of firefighters on the job were polite and responsive.
They called every phone that we had, our cell phones, our landline home phone. So, they were just trying to do the best that they could, and then they actually sent people door to door to make sure that people were out.
Those crews are expected to grow in the coming days as the struggle to contain the wildfire continues. I'm Grace Hood.